It is a time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community. And on the line, our good friend Jessica McClellan, president and founder of Giving Hope and Help, on Missouri ending the sales tax on period products because she has been in the fight, her and her nonprofit, for a long time, not just helping to end period poverty, but fight the stigma that surrounds, people having periods. And this is a move that is major. How are you doing today, Jessica?
I am so excited, sis. How are you?
I am excited. So I understand House Bill 594 was signed in law May the 7th. So what does that mean, Jessica?
It means that Missourians will no longer have to pay taxes on period products, as well as diapers and incontinence items. So your Depend items, your bladder pads, anything surrounding taking care of your menstruation, diapers, and incontinence items. This is a big win. I know it's a controversial win for some, but it is a big win.
But I don't understand. Why is there a controversy? I saw someone in one article say, well, it won't make that much a difference, but why is that controversial, not having the sales tax on the items people need? Help me, Jessica. I'm befuddled.
Yeah, so, the average savings is going to be about 40 cents on $9. Mm-hmm. But every little bit helps, especially for families that are financially burdened.
Yes.
And then also the controversy is centering around the bill, which is it'd probably be easier for me to just kind of share it with you. If you have not seen the bill or the press release. And I don't want to ad lib, so I'm going to pull it up right now. But the press release is basically saying, I'll just read it to you so you can, it's not my words, but it's the press release, reading strictly from the press release. We are proud to cut taxes for everyday Missourians and give our local communities the resources they need to thrive, says Speaker John Patterson. Cutting taxes on diapers and feminine hygiene products affects all Missouri families and will have the greatest positive impact with low income. However, the House bill is removing state taxes on the items that I mentioned, the diapers and feminine hygiene products and incontinence products, but also, this is the controversy, eliminating capital gains tax from the sale of Missourians' homes, farms, retirement funds, stocks, and other major capital investments. So that is what the controversy is, because the Republicans passed this via a capital gains tax. So basically, this wasn't just something that said, they said, well, let's just do this because this was right. Because this has been on the, before them for many years, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden now it's passing because there's a capital gains tax relief for Missourians with farms, retirement funds, stocks, and another major capital investments. So it is an argument. It's controversial. At the same time, I'm just going to take the win and focus on the win.
Yes, in the fight for period poverty, absolutely. Although I do understand the criticism about the capital gains, because as a political nerd, I actually missed that part, but I've been taking a little break. But girl, you know we are where we are. Y'all, call us back. But anyway... Of course, you have your scholarship gala coming up June 28th. Jessica, where do people need to get information about it? Because you're giving away scholarships once again, like you do every year.
Yes, absolutely. Go to givinghopeandhelp.org. givinghopeandhelp.org. Tickets are available today. It's going to be an amazing event. We're going to honor some amazing scholars and our work for the past 12 years.
All right. Giving Hope and Help, always doing the work. Thank you, Jessica, for everything you do.
Thank you so much, Julie.